Mixed marriages. Canon law states that the church most severely forbids everywhere marriages between two baptized persons, one of whom is a Catholic, the other a member of a heretical or schismatic sect. If there is danger of perversion for the Catholic spouse and the offspring, the marriage is also forbidden by divine law. 1917 Code of Canon Law. The use of the superlative most severely, rare in canon law, emphasizes the severity of this prohibition. The Church is concerned with one thing above all others, the good of souls. She is a mother with 2,000 years of experience in the ways of man. Her laws are drawn up for the good of everybody, and as the result of many years of bitter experience. She is bound to oppose ruthlessly anything that will imperil the salvation of one single soul. She knows that mixed marriages are a danger to souls, and that in the majority of cases they turn out to be spiritual catastrophes. The faith of the Catholic Party is practically always weakened, but even more serious is the weakening of the faith of the children. If the Catholic Party dies young, what is to happen to the faith of the little children left to the Protestant parent? The Church, has traditionally shown her horror and detestation of mixed marriages by her law forbidding any solemnity, any music, and any blessings at their celebration, even after a dispensation has been granted. In many places, such marriages were not even allowed to take place in the church. Traditionally, only for very grave reasons and under special conditions would the church grant her children dispensations to contract mixed marriages. Even then, she would demand from the parties a solemn guarantee that the children would all be brought up as Catholics, and that the faith of the Catholic Party would not be menaced. That the church law against mixed marriages is of long standing is exemplified by the following quote. Quote, "The prohibition of mixed marriages is already found in Canon 16 of the Synod of Elvira, 306, which rules that if heretics do not want to join the Catholic Church, no Catholic girl should be given them in marriage. Later, this prohibition recurs frequently in other early councils of the Church." Wayward, A Practical Commentary on the Code of Canon Law for 1917, 1962, Volume 1, page 613. Since mixed marriages are gravely forbidden, it is evident that a Catholic who is keeping company with a Protestant with a view to marriage, with no certainty that the non-Catholic will enter the church or that a grave cause exists for the granting of a dispensation, is committing sin and should mention it in confession. All should remember that laws are made to be observed and not to be dispensed. The seeking of dispensations often indicates weakness of faith. No non-Catholic who understands the situation correctly can be critical of the stand taken by the Church in regard to mixed marriages. The reasons are perfectly obvious and absolutely logical. She is strictly bound to do everything possible to safeguard the faith of her children and to ward off evil from them. She would be failing lamentably in her duty if she did not prohibit mixed marriages and try by every means in her power to dissuade her children from contracting them. The new Code of Canon Law of 1983 states the case somewhat differently. Canon 1125. The local ordinary bishop can grant this permission, a dispensation for a mixed marriage, if there is a just and reasonable cause. He is not to grant it unless the following conditions have been fulfilled. 1. The Catholic Party declares that he or she is prepared to remove dangers of falling away from the faith and makes a sincere promise to do all in his or her power to have all the children baptized and brought up in the Catholic Church. 2. The other party is to be informed at an appropriate time of these promises which the Catholic Party has to make, so that it is clear that the other party is truly aware of the promise and obligation of the Catholic Party. 3. Both parties are to be instructed on the essential ends and properties of marriage, which are not to be excluded by either party. Code of Canon Law, Latin English Edition, Canon Law, Society of America, 1983, M, page 409.